Oh, well then.
Hello?
Yeah, I'd cut it some more then.
Mr. President?
Just a second.
If you want to do some cutting or want me to take another look at it, well, maybe I'll take a look. I'll get back to you. Maybe I'll read it more carefully the second time because I just thought of it last night. I just, generally speaking. Now, this Amtrak thing, let me just make that goddamn brief, you know. That's a bunch of assholes. And they've got 30 minutes. That means an hour with that son of a bitch. Is it Spolpe?
Yeah.
You're not in on it, huh?
Calling about this Symington presentation on Laos. Did we have anybody there that was trying to take our side or what? Or was there any preparation?
Well, of course, this was a secret meeting.
I understand.
We had people on the floor to take up our side, and we had state put out a statement at noon. Pointed out that this was an operation that had started, actually it started in March 64, but also dated back some of the other origins to a previous period.
The point is, they ask about the disclosure on Laos and so forth and so on. As a matter of fact, we disclosed the whole goddamn thing.
That's right, we pointed that out too. Your March 6th statement.
In case, it calls upon the administration to disclose what we're doing. Well, God damn it, we've disclosed it. Seems to me that when we got somebody that can take the offensive on the thing for us, or what's been done on that? Anything? Who'd you talk to, Colson or who?
McGregor? I talked to Colson, McGregor, Lehman on my staff, who's been working the Hill. I got together with Helms, Urban. Mm-hmm. And Laird. And Laird's strong recommendation was that yesterday we just put out what we did.
Yeah.
And that today we counterattack.
Yeah. Well, there isn't a hell of a lot to. What are you going to counterattack about, Henry? What are you going to say?
Well, actually, it hasn't played so loudly.
Except in the Post, I guess, in Times, yeah.
On TV, it's disappeared. Well,
the airplane crash is a terrible thing, but they always dominate news, don't they?
That's right.
The other thing, did you get that final casualty figure, Henry?
It's 19.
It is 19.
Right, Mr. President.
And that's sure?
That is positive.
Now, I want you to pass that, if you would, immediately to Scally.
Right.
And tell him to develop a plan as to how we can get maximum impact from that. They should say the president again proves right, you know, the president's casualties are the lowest. And so, would you say they were? This
October
was really,
25th, 1965.
It really gets down, isn't it, for
That's
five
right.
and a half years? Because we might as well crow on one, don't you? This
Absolutely.
Is the first time it's been in the below 20, isn't it?
That's right. We had 116, but then they put in some missing in action that
Good.
Brought it up.
Fine, Henry. Thank you a lot.
Mr. President, there's one problem I want to mention to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Laird is planning a trip to Asia.
Yeah, yeah, we heard about yesterday.
And he's planning to be in Taiwan at the exact moment that I'm going to be in
yeah.
the other place.
Yeah. Well.
And I began yesterday turning it off just in case he hits
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, why don't we just say that I'd like for him to go a later time. It'll fit into something we're doing with the Russians or some damn thing.
Well, and I put it also on the ground that you turned off Agnew.
Yeah.
And that this
right.
would create very bad feelings.
Right. Okay, good.
Right.
Good.